Okay.
It's all yours.
On your contract, I'll get ready to go. You went, you look like you were getting ready to say something first.
No, I'm just saying that.
On your contract, in the last meeting that you asked to ratify the contract under Article, I believe it was 28, that would basically expunge or take away the expiration date. So what we're here today is talk about that. I would like to make a motion that we take the date off so that it does not expire and the rest of the contract would be the same as it is. We can send it over to Brochus to make sure everything else is fine.
Okay.
I don't want to know what the rest of these job entails.
Everything the same.
What are you doing for me?
What do I do?
Ask to
he has our contract.
Expunge he follows, from his contract the expiration.
Why do we need an assistant chief? I wonder what
date. Expiration date.
I told you, if he left it alone, we could smooth this stuff over and discuss this at a later date.
So since
now,
we are
now, we're going to vote for a bunch of crap.
We didn't do anything, Mr. Cook.
Just because it didn't go your way, I mean, look at what you're doing, Don.
We were told to be here.
I mean,
I know what you're saying,
Don. Since
I've also been told that if he doesn't get that taken off there, he's not going to be writing grants and stuff anymore.
John Fleshman.
Is that possible?
Who's ever said that?
You told me that over the phone.
I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no.
He said, these guys go above and beyond, and they don't have to go above and beyond anymore, and they don't have to sit out here and write grants and do this kind of stuff.
If you're not going to be part of the meeting, Don.
I'm sitting here as public right now.
You're sitting as public? Your questions will be at the end, sir.
No, they will not.
Yeah, they will. I've got a motion on the table.
Okay, a motion to remove the expiration date, right?
Correct. And we will follow up with Brochus as far as the legality on that part.
As far as how to word it, I don't know why that
from
was there
his
anyway. I'm
in favor
of removing that, yeah.
Okay, I need a second, please.
Yes, I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
He's
you saying
part
no?
Of the public here.
I'm saying.
He's not part of this meeting.
Yeah,
not
stainless.
Part.
I wasn't
Substain.
Even notified there was a meeting.
You were notified.
I was not officially Ralph. Notified there was a meeting.
You Ralph. Were officially yeah. notified. You even notified. Just said you got the email
you
and you ignored
it. You sent an email
even
saying you would like to have a meeting. You did not tell me there was a meeting on. You would like to have the meeting. I did
it
not
passed.
Respond to it because I did not call a meeting.
Well, I called him.
And this is with no other changes, right? Just that one.
Meeting or something. Yeah,
just the expiration date.
I'm going by whatever.
Well, it says.
Basically, the
John Fleshman made a motion to remove the expiration date from assistant chief. Wait a minute, guys.
November the 17th. That's your date.
Assistant chief's.
It was 30 months from November 4th.
Chief's contract.
From October 21st of
2017.
Yes.
I looked at that.
It was seconded by Ralph. John, yes.
Don
abstained. Ralph said yes.
Okay. Secondly, you guys, when you came to us, you were asking for a 3% raise, I believe it was at the time. And that calculates to like $2,100 a year for you and 24 something for you. I didn't have a problem with that. And I just want to make a motion that we extend the 3% raise to each chief effective at their next pay period.
Now, I'm going to let you guys know that normally you guys never get raises until your men have gone through their contract and you get what they get. And I'm saying no. Because that
previous chief was hired in at the same level as a captain, and throughout his 10-year period, he ended up 12% above a captain. So,
but Chief Howard and Chief Reedy never got raises until after the negotiation of the men, and they got what the men asked for.
Our contract is attached to that.
Yes. So if you get, so legally, if you guys get this raise, then they negotiate again. You guys can get a raise again.
Well, that's attached to theirs. How this thing about is, we make the same as a captain right now.
I understand
that's
that.
That's why because we're making less than Assistant Chief Brown made.
It's up to them. I just say that's we're going way out there.
There's a motion on the table.
Okay. A motion to give Chief Welch, and it has to be a resolution.
Okay.
It can't be a motion
okay.
because
what's
you're.
What's our next resolution number?
Don has the page.
I guess before we find out if there's a resolution number, we got to see if it's going to pass. There's no sense getting his resolution number
okay.
if it's not going to pass.
Chief Welch and you're both going for 3%?
Mm-hmm.
And Assistant Adams each a 3% raise.
My point was when I brought this up during the last meeting, and once again, this hostile environment that we're in right now is unbusinesslike.
You're right, and it started right here tonight.
This doesn't have to start any time.
It started, John.
Well,
but my purpose of bringing this up last time is there's no difference between a captain and a chief right now.
Right, and I understood that.
Matter of fact, if you look at the W-9s, the end of the years, they're making more than we are. So now we're working to
backwards,
provide.
Right.
Yeah, we're working backwards.
I understand that.
And this puts us.
And that's exactly why when we were at the last meeting, I understood that 100%. And if you remember right, the township was in no position at the time to give any kind of raises, and you guys were like, hey, that's fine. We got a job. We're happy to go. We're still working 100%. And, you know, the reason I'm 100% for it, your budget, as I ask, will support it.
Thank you.
Two, the above and beyond that you guys have done, working on the JED, working on grants, everything that you've done, you've went above and beyond, and this just basically takes you to the pay platform that you should be at already backwards. I'm not saying go back and change that. It's just basically from the next pay period. So I understand that, but that you know I'm one person. So at this point, we're at a motion on the table. We haven't voted yet.
So when you guys get this raise,
we have a motion on the table.
I know. If we give you this raise, and then when your men negotiate next year, you expect whatever they get also.
They would be entitled to that. Yes.
It's not expect. It's
what's right.
Yeah.
They're basically.
So you're giving two raises.
I'm not giving two raises. They earn their raise that they get. Where we're at now is taking
your men.
Okay, Lisa.
The only thing I want to ask is,
Lisa,
but I'm the fiscal officer with their budget. I'm allowed to talk about their budget. Can it sustain this?
We went over that. It can sustain it.
I can do math real quick.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to give them both a 3% raise. I need a second.
I'll second it.
I guarantee you when the messenger gets here and I got the dispatch phone number, they're
going
to hear everything about it.
Yes.
Don Substain?
He's not even here.
It's $2,473.
Hey, it has to.
And you're more than welcome to do that. And I'll be more than happy to give them. Don, what you're looking at it so wrong. It's not even. It's so clear.
I'm sorry, but they're buying a new truck. They're buying a new.
In there that took his job as a sergeant's pay and hasn't had a raise. You got a road department guy back out here that has not had a raise.
Well, we can talk about them.
No, that's right. If you would wait, this would all been discussed later time.
See, but it's listen to what you're saying.
You won't settle down and let things work out. Now I'm going to tell you. I will guarantee you. I will post in the dispatch.
You can do it whatever you want, but listen.
That the firemen are given raises. They bought a
Mr. Cook, you're saying it's okay
yes,
as long as it's
yes,
on your timeline.
No.
But
no,
this
I'm
is
not.
A board. We you're all right. make a decision, right. not just one person.
You're making the decision.
I brought it. It's two trustees made a decision.
And it will be on you when it comes into the paper.
If it does, it does. I'll be more than happy to talk to the paper. You know, when you do your homework and you look at what everyone else is making and things of that nature,
you're going with your
Don, if anything, for whatever reason, whenever something doesn't go exactly the way you want it, then it's not okay. As you said, it would have been smoothed out. I'm not going to smooth something out. I'm going to bring it out there.
Ralph sat right over here and said he's not giving anybody raises.
No, I didn't say that.
The last time.
No, not particularly. Yes,
but as long as it's in your time frame, it's okay. But if it's in someone else's, if it's in my time frame, it's not okay.
You go ahead.
That doesn't make sense. I already did.
You go ahead. I'm telling you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Now, here's
and you're more than welcome to.
Here's my true belief on the whole thing. The gentleman come a month and a half ago to us. I think we should have got a more timely meeting set up with him, really, and discussed some of these things. Now, I think we ought to refer to that. Now, that, I feel. And, you know, and I don't think it'd be any surprises.
You made your decision. You guys do what you want.
You sound like to make a motion to close the meeting at...
Well, basically, the gentlemen are making their own decision here. If they get overpriced on everything, they're going to run on out, and take a chance on being back in bad shape. So, you know, what we've gone through. So, but...
I need a second, please.
Can say it again.
So, closing of the meeting.
Adjournment.
Adjournment, yeah. Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Don abstains. Ralph.
Yes. So they got to be vigilant with their budgets. And,
I did have...
You know, in thinking about the new cloth, I can make an argument for that. We babied that old... junker there, you know, and probably somewhere we can get several thousand dollars out of that. That old Dodge or whatever that is you've been driving. So I'm in favor of having you a decent vehicle, plus it can be used as a utility vehicle, which, yeah. So it's, you know, I have no problem with that.
There was a $23,000 check I signed for you got that check down there for $23,000.
Is your control?
Yeah.
That was the grant.
That was the grant.
We got the money from BWC, and then we had to spend the money, give the money to...
Oh, okay. That's right.
No, it said tolls in.
Yeah, that's just the...
Because I'm like, small tolls, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
This rolling rack system, that was also, that should be a $10,000 check. The invoice was for $10,295. That was also part of that grant.
Is there another check?
This one
Connie
have...
brought that to me, and I just, she said I had to have a, you wanted a...
Yeah, this is what I have to send to BWC, This should be, I don't know where $430 came from. It's $10,295.
Well, first of all, she's got rolling rock, that rolling rack, that is belongs to Melissa.
Oh, I got this one, though. This is a good one, and then the only one we're missing... is we got it separate because they sent us the batteries first, and that was, what, $3,000?
I remember seeing a $10,000 check.
We'll have to do that under office manager. Hold that one.
Did you guys get those two handouts that I put in your mailbox?
Yes, I have them right here. Thank you.
One for you and one for him.
Yeah.
They sent them to us.
And we need a resolution number for that. What's the next resolution number that we have?
Yeah, in the... Oh, yeah, since it passed on motions, it's going to have to be resolutions because
right.
I have to put the resolutions with
right.
that
so
to the auditor.
Whatever one. Next available resolution number is.
Okay. And he's got right there in yellow... So those will have to be brought up at the meeting.
You didn't read that as a resolution. You read it as a minutes.
You,
motion.
I wrote it down, but at the next meeting he can add those.
We can go back in now. It doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
You can read it as a...
You done went through one meeting. You can't post another.
And we'll do it at the beginning of the next meeting.
Yeah. When it comes to your turn, then you can...
Absolutely.
Say we forgot at the special meeting at 6 o'clock.
And it's not, you don't have signed there somewhere, Lisa.
Don, Ralph, John. Send that back down to John.
I think you had, you had missed sign one there somewhere too. Right now.
Okay, so I got to take this.
Oh, here it is, right here.
Yeah, I'll sign it.
There's that one.
Thank you. I have to put this with this. And keep that. Maybe we ain't gonna have nobody. Here's my thing.
Numbers on, I mean, obviously brakes is something we normally go through, but on repairs of what that makes cost us compared to even like what the, how much is the new one cost us. We can do a comparison even with our monthly payments on the new one. Okay, but here's what I want to see so that I can show the board apples to apples. Okay, but what else, listen to me now. I want to look at what the new medic is costing us per month, okay, with payments as well as any incidentals. I want to know what our old medic at $174,000, how much is it costing us a month average? We can basically divide that by 12. How much is it costing us a month? You know, like you said, there, we did put $40,000 into it.
That was how you've been. That fall critical.
Oh, man, I had that flu real bad.
Did you?
Yeah. He told me to take its course.
I mean, to me,
I waited
it's
and it got
very
worse,
clear.
And then I went in and they gave me a shot in the hip, and
two,
I got a Z-Pack.
Complete breakdown.
And I
where
knocked
we
it
are,
right out of me.
Think on as far as the budget, I think.
And how you perceive
I got
that
a little
we
queasy here and there.
And we'll wait for a meeting to do that.
So just make this out.
What I want to see is just break it out saying this is where our budget is.
I asked Melissa a week or so.
A, this is where we are as far as this medic is what it's cost us. It's exceeded its life expectancy. We're spending X amount more per month on it than we would if we had a new one. Because basically, it's not a, if can we afford a new one? It's basically, we're wasting money by putting money into an older one.
I already have all that, those numbers, but I'll put them down for you to use the whole board. We pay $18,000 per payment, which is every 6 months.
Okay, so divide that by
20. So it costs us $40,000 a year for a new medic.
Okay.
In payments.
Right. We've already spent that in repairs.
It's a waste of money. People may have forgotten about that.
Yeah.
We still get.
There's a few of them.
Well, these may be people. Are they coming in for the meeting, or are they wanting to talk?
And after they get beyond 5 years, they should be recycled and replaced.
That's great.
Medic 192, it's been here a year now.
It's about our only customer tonight.
Is it the right on the boat?
Should get out of here in 45 minutes, shouldn't it?
That was just oil changes.
Okay.
It's $100 oil change for this medic.
Because realistically, all we're doing is saving money and diverting money from repairs to payments. Yeah.
break down, depending on the life expectancy of the truck.
Right. It's only smart math if you're deferring. You're paying out more money driving something old and less reliable versus paying out less and having something with warranty.
I'm glad you brought that pizza. Thank you. I was really hungry.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. I just knew having an early one, some of you might not have got home to get a chance to eat. Small ones. Okay. Well, everything's maintenance is cheaper. Fuel. It does the same job.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I've gone to you.
Yes, you have. Sorry.
Who are you?
Tom Bradford.
Well, mine.
Good to meet you, too.
Yeah.
You still live where you live?
We live in Grove City, but we have rental properties over
on Marsville.
On Marsville.
That was for 96.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd left you a message there.
Yeah.
Told you I'd get back with you.
I apologize. I worked on shifts. So.
Nah, I don't know what you were telling me.
Yeah, right.
Now we know why they up their salaries to $2 million now. They're expecting two raises.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where is everybody? I bet they have forgot about the.
See, that's why he didn't want to come.
Shane Wednesday night.
And meet with me about his.
So we normally meet on Thursday night.
That's why he never showed up.
You have a pretty good little crowd, then, don't you?
Yeah, doing pretty well.
I asked him over a dozen times to come to my office to do those in the budget. Every time.
You're sneaking them through, and they don't pay any attention.
Cold beers outside.
That's. Oh, this is a hole. I forgot about that one.
Well, Barry and Gail, they remember it.
Because I remember us discussing this whole first year they were going to try and build their money up and not touch it.
Right.
And then the following year they would go after different things. Now they want that new truck for $40,000 and
yeah, that's what it feels like.
A new a new squad?
It's not, Jason, you're looking at it totally wrong.
Well,
you're spending, let's just for a type of thing, you're spending $30,000.
That I'm okay with.
Right.
Because we discussed that.
I mean, you're saving money by buying new versus right. Keeping something with 174,000 miles.
Well,
and breakdowns.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So if you took the money that you spend in breakdowns, you have $20,000 left over with
yeah.
The new one.
There.
That was great.
Right.
He is going to come back.
If he does, he does. I mean, what can he do? I'm not going to make him sleep. It's not about coming after someone. It's obvious. If it's not your way, it's the highway. I mean, that's what we're getting into.
Hey.
Yeah, come on in.
All I can say is you can watch your
phone. Yeah. Well, I already know that.
Did you want to talk? We've got 5 minutes before the meeting. If you want it, how long of time do you think you need?
I don't.
I don't know.
Just me or
did you talk to
no.
Three.
I haven't.
Our neighbors wanted to come down tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Our next door neighbors at the end of the street.
Okay.
On our phones, Connie, I think, told Chief.
Depending on how much
if we transfer a call. It's not transferring.
She told me when I talked to you.
I couldn't pick you back up. I couldn't hang up on you. I couldn't do anything.
Correct, exactly.
And
every other Thursday,
if someone transfers, if you transfer someone to me, I can pick it up and the people ain't there.
Wednesdays, why we're on Wednesdays.
Well, then you tried to leave me a voicemail, but that was like by accident because I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear you in the background. That was right when I was talking to you.
So you could hear me.
Yeah.
But I couldn't hear nothing. I could not hear anything.
So she called Time Warner.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay.
And they changed, I don't know how this crap works, but like there was a different portal and changed it and they said they were going to keep an eye on it. So obviously that needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about the transfer.
Yeah. If I transfer somebody, like you, I couldn't pick you back up.
Hey, Chief, you're having problems with the transferring of calls now. Because that happened today when I was talking to Lisa. She tried to transfer me to Connie. And then Connie came to pick up the call, but Lisa can't pick up
that. Yeah, Connie picked up the call and it just showed busy. So then she hung up. So I picked it back up and tried to get him back, and I couldn't. And I thought, he's going to sit there for like 10 minutes and then go, wham!
It was sitting there. I was like, yeah, I know she's going to just talk to her. She's sitting
there. Yeah. And then I just started punching buttons, and I happened to get him back.
We need to get on a Scott or something, get a backup person.
I mean, we're paying this. Who's taking care of our phones? But yet we're paying him, and nothing's getting fixed. Yeah, there's been a couple times that the phone has rang and I picked it up and ain't a soul there. I was like, I know it rang my phone.
I tried calling to ask about my 72.
Yeah.
And it said voicemail was full, click. And then I text you. And then
call me on my phone
here and now said, said something. I asked her. I said, "Did you get yours?" She goes, "Well, yours is in your mailbox." I'm like, "Well, I haven't checked it."
I had two people. I had two people on voicemail, and I've already answered them. Now there's nobody in my voicemail. And if, did you call that today?
Monday.
Before that,
no, I called her cell phone.
Okay. I wish I still had
her cell phone.
Oh, my cell phone?
Yeah. Her cell phone. She changed numbers or something.
Yeah. I have my husband's phone. I'm getting my phone's in the shop now.
Okay, because
so.
That's why I called and it said voicemail full.
Yeah.
And then I text you, and I didn't hear back. And then I asked Melissa.
Yeah, that's the old phone.
Because I was getting my tax information together for my account, and I'm like, I don't see my 1099 anymore. It was in my mailbox. I thought it would. Maybe I would have got it with my check.
I'm sorry. I will do that next time. I'm sorry.
That's what we do have a mailbox. I
know, but I
used to. Melissa saying you got something in your mailbox, then I get it out.
Yeah.
And that's when that was there.
I'm sorry about that. I was running really late trying to get all those 1095s. And then they sit there and say, you can send it in if you want. It's something you just hold on for your own records. And I busted my butt, worked through the whole entire weekend, trying to make sure everybody got their W-2s and the 1095s. And then that thing is there. You don't have to send it in with your taxes. And now that he's abolished it, it's all crazy.
No, I just like when you had trash
this was contracted to someone who is in the 30-minute meeting last time. You guys better 35. I want to see it. No, I'm sick. I had that doggone flu.
Oh, for the shoot.
Yep, let me get. Hold on, let me get everything ready. I'm behind Don. I am so sorry. I'm just trying to work on them bills. Okay. Trustee Cook, go ahead, call the meeting.
I never turned it off.